Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. Major security measures have been deployed in the Lyon region this evening for the final of the Europa League, a match which kicks off at 8:45 between Olympique Marseille and Atletico Madrid. It is feared that clashes amongst fans both before and after the match could create unpleasant scenes at the Groupama Stadium. Around 1,200 police officers have been sent in to patrol the immediate vicinity around the venue in the Cité des Gones. Marseille are the only French club to have brought home a European title in 1993, an added pressure not lost on their coach, Rudy Garcia. Never again. The lament resounding through marches being held in Paris, Strasbourg and Valence in the Drôme for Naomi, the young woman who died in December. The 22-year-old succumbed after an emergency call she made to SAMU wasn't taken seriously by the operator, who has since been suspended. Naomi's family are taking part in the tributes. The parents of Grégory, the little boy who was kidnapped and murdered in 1984, have asked a judge to reconvene the case against Muriel Boll and the married couple Marcel and Jacqueline Jacob. The three suspects had the cases against them dropped over what their lawyer claims to be procedural irregularities. The 33-year-old case continues. An inquiry has been opened by the public prosecutor in Nancy into claims of sexual assault by one of the contestants from the reality show Koh-Lanta. The suspect, from the Lorraine, is accused of the assault during filming for the new season. Since the controversy came to light, filming has been suspended and the new season cancelled. This does not affect the shows currently being broadcast on Friday nights. Nicolas Hulot, the ecology minister, will decide over the coming months whether to remain in his government role. He wants first to determine if the changes he has implemented have made a positive difference and will stand down if he doesn't believe the results are favourable. And finally, it has just been announced that Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook CEO, will be among the 50 or so heads of major technology companies invited to the Élysée next Wednesday for a conference titled Tech for Good. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.